It's the BVW Podcast.
It is safe to state that the grandchildren of some of the people in this theater will not be born on Earth.
Alien abduction! Alien abduction!
Here's Orion. It's a grouping of the brightest stars in the northern sky. And here's Orion's belt.
Right, that's what the little guy said. To prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt.
All visitors from Galaxy M31, please keep forward-facing tentacles clear of oncoming Metroliner vehicles. Thank you.
Killer clowns from outer space.
Shut off valve.
Okay.
Bus seat closed.
You get both brakes closed, Dave.
The brakes are closed.
Good landing.
Hey, outstanding, man.
We're blasting off planet Earth in search of songs that are out of this world.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
take you to get to the moon?
4 days. But that's pretty fast. See, this is the Saturn IV B booster, and it shoots us away from the Earth as fast as a bullet from a gun. Until the moon's gravity actually grabs us and pulls us into a circle around the moon, which is called an orbit. Fred and I float down the tunnel into this guy, the lunar module. This spidery-looking guy only holds two people, and it's just for landing on the moon. And I take the controls, and I steer it around, and I fly it down, adjusting it here, the attitude there, pitch, roll, for a nice, soft landing on the moon. Better than Neil Armstrong. Way better than Pete Conrad.
Giant steps are what you take.
Time, 7:19. An unidentified object was picked up 200 miles southwest of Point Barrow, Alaska. Height, 75,000 feet. Estimated speed, 5,000 miles per hour. White warning. 7:55. Unidentified object passed point of interception. Red warning. 'Tis the account of a handful of people who, in the course of one desperate night, fought off an unknown, unseen menace from another world. Doubly terrifying because it was invisible.
Is that you, Doctor?
Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you were ready. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place up tight while it keeps on getting darker outside. Space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
space
Steve Miller Band from 1969 and Space Cowboy. Before that, The Police from 1979, Walking on the Moon, and Norman Greenbaum started the show with Spirit in the Sky. Now let's do two from David Bowie, the first from 1972. Here's Starman.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get.
Flying saucers have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack. Can it survive?
We are the survivors of a disintegrated solar system. At this moment, the remainder of our fleet is circling your globe.
What do you want with me?
Arrange for your world leaders to confer with us in the city of Washington. People of Earth, attention. People of Earth, attention. This is a voice speaking to you from thousands of miles beyond your planet.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time.
right, how about this one? Let's say you're abducted by aliens. They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
I gotta go zoo. I feel like I could set more of my own schedule.
But in the circus, you get to ride around on the train, see the whole planet.
I'm wearing a little hat, I'm jumping through fire, a little alien heads in my mouth.
At least it's show business.
But in the zoo, you know, they might put a woman in there with me to, you know, get me to mate.
What if she's got no interest in you?
Well, then I'm pretty much where I am right now. Just got to take a ride on a spaceship.
It's the BVW Podcast. It's the BVW Podcast. It's the BVW Podcast.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackaroo.
Restless wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Dave, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
From the Let It Be album, The Beatles and Across the Universe. Before that, the second of two Bowie hits from 1969, Space Oddity. And all that crossing the universe with John Lennon took us to Jupiter with Train.
In the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. summer, stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star, one without a permanent scar, and then you miss me while you were
tickets for the lunar shuttle?
Oh, I'm afraid there haven't been any available seats on that shuttle for weeks now, sir.
What you want? I got tabs. I got singles. Check them out, y'all. $400 lunar shuttle tickets. Check them out. Lunar shuttle. What you want?
What have you got?
Lunar shuttle tickets. $400. I got smoking, non-smoking, first class, coach, economy, by the aisle, by the window. Take it easy, my man. Lunar shuttle tickets. Lunar shuttle tickets.
It's the BVW Podcast.
Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are we losing touch?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up there to see, nothing is
those pictures.
Wow.
Armstrong is on the moon. Yeah, Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, you
Written in 1954, Frank Sinatra did it in 1964. Fly Me to the Moon. And before that, R.E.M. from 1992's Automatic for the People album, Man on the Moon. And now I have a question for you. What's a blue moon? Well, it has nothing to do with the color blue, but instead, it's the second full moon in a calendar month that contains two full moons. The lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, so it does happen. Here are the Marcells with their 1961 upbeat version of Blue Moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly
There's a man out there.
What?
Look, he's crawling on. I'm sorry.
Mr. Ventura.
There's someone on the way. Some thing.
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I am floating. Leaves my body glowing. They say, be afraid. You're not like the others. Futuristic brother. It's DNA. They don't understand you. My eyes, and I'm ready.
Now, after the blue light pulled you into the spacecraft, what is your next memory?
I came to and saw a beautiful being made of, like, a beautiful calming light.
Yeah, same here. That being touched my head, and I felt every emotion in its purest form.
Wow. What floor were you guys on? I woke up in a dirty metal dome, and 40 little gray aliens watched me pee in a steel bowl. And they took the bowl, walked out.
Interesting. Were these beings also bathed in light?
No. They were gray with big fat eyes, little mouths. They just stared while I peed. I don't think I was dealing with the top brass.
And how did they instruct you to urinate? Was that telepathically?
No. I woke up, I had to pee like a camel. So I started peeing, and one of the gray aliens slapped the wall and pointed at the bowl. So I got the hint. I kind of ducked, walked over the bowl, peed in.
Yes, I see. Now, when you all awoke, were you clothed?
I was wrapped in, like, a robe made out of warm, glowing energy.
Yeah, a little different for me. I had my shirt I came in with, but my pants were gone. So my coot was out. It was full Porky Pig in it in a drafty dome.
The alien showed my mind the furnace of all creation, what we would call God.
What? These fancy cats are seeing God. Meanwhile, I'm starting phase two, which is me sitting on a stool while 40 gray aliens take turns gently batting my knockers. Did y'all get the knocker stuff?
No knocker stuff, sorry.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
The Byrds from 1966 off the Fifth Dimension album, Mr. Spaceman, and before that from 2010, Katy Perry did E.T. off the Teenage Dream album. Now let's go back to the moon with Starbuck from 1976, Moonlight Feels Right.
Look in my direction, I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the scattered dose of potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
I recall, Captain, that when I spoke to you on the phone, you said that you regretted that you were unable to complete your mission. I hereby declare that this was a successful mission. From the start, the exploration of space has been hazardous adventure. The voyage of Apollo 13 dramatized its risks. The men of Apollo 13, by their poise and skill, under the most intense kind of pressure, epitomize the character that accepts danger and surmounts it. Theirs is the spirit that built America.
Thank you.
probably my favorite Yes song from 1971's The Yes album. That's Starship Trooper, as we safely land back on Earth. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the BVW Podcast. We'll do another show soon.
And how did the aliens return you all to Earth?
I was carried down gently. He's crying. I was carried down gently in a cradle of light placed into a soft bed of wildflowers.
Yeah. The light laid me down like a baby in a meadow near my house. I was smiling and weeping, tears of joy, sir.
All right, well, now this miffs me a little bit. Because my grand exit was out of what was basically like a big airplane toilet, okay? I dropped down 7 feet onto the roof of a Long John Silver's. They threw out my pants separately. They missed the roof. My slacks landed in a frickin' pine tree 30 feet away. So I had to just chill up there with my damn coot coot and prune shoe hanging till the place opened up.
Man, you got screwed.
Oh, you think, Todd?
Well, we'd like to take you guys for physical examinations now.
Yeah, all right. They're going to be in the knocker stuff?
Possibly. I'm sorry.
No, don't be. Just be gentle, because they're pretty banged up. Tell me about God. What's God's deal?